Previously on Algoa FM.
Joining me on today's segment of Algoa Cares is Neville Roy, representing the Green Connection. Neville, welcome to Algoa Cares.
Good day to you, Keisha, and good day to the listeners. And once again, thank you for the opportunity.
It is our pleasure, Neville. Let's start at the top. You are a civil organization, now NPO. Just a bit more background about what you actually do.
Yeah, we are an environmental justice organization that is working with coastal communities, and we have a campaign that is called Who Stole Our Oceans? And it's all about looking at the beautiful oceans and protecting that. But not only that, and more core to our work is protecting the livelihoods that is dependent on that very oceans as well. And then, it's an eco-justice organization, and yeah, we allow people to voice out continual basis on how responsible development needs to happen.
100%. I'd like you to touch on some of your core principles as an NPO.
Yeah, like I said, we're looking at, we're guided by the our solar oceans that is looking at various legislations, and the government has also launched their Operation Batisa plan for the oceans, and we saw and concerned that plan only mostly included destructive development such as oil and gas in our oceans. And that is where we really knew that communities need to know more about this. And this is where our empowerment and workshops started all along the coast, from one port to the other port, Port St. John's to Port Nullarbor on the other end, right, the Namibian border and the Mozambique border, working right through with communities that is affected, that is living from the oceans as well.
All right. To understand your plight in more detail, I believe there is a documentary that's currently out. Can you tell us more about this documentary?
Yes, it's a first of its kind documentary called Spoiled, and it's got the word oil in it, in the middle of that. So we focus on the oil part and the concern that, like I've already alluded to, the Operation Batisa, all the intensive plans that our government has for oil and gas in our oceans, and what will happen if that gets spoiled, and is there a particular group that is being spoiled in the process as well, and we do think so being in terms of industry being spoiled and marginalized voices being oppressed, and then we want to speak out. And this film focused basically on the bringing together the voice of communities, fishing communities, the NNMU, the universities, research, and other civil society organizations such as ourselves and conservation organizations have banded together, and we had this film done to more bring awareness and responsible decision-making around our coastal areas. Many times we have seen that even our government officials does not have enough information, and this film is to give them enough information to make responsible decisions. To zoom in on the film, it is focused on the Cape Agulha stream and the enormous, one of the fastest currents in the world that we are blessed with, actually. You know, and the wild coast, the beauty of the wild coast, we have the sardine run, and we have the turtles that is migrating on the very popular in that area as well. And then this film focused in on how, if an accident would happen, how this current, being the fastest, would then momentum and move oil in the matter of 2 days, 3 days, 10 days, that will even reach all the way up to the Saldanha Bay area. That's how fast this current is. And that's how we bring the scenario alive, and we make animate this scenario so that people can see what an oil spill, how devastating the oil spill impact will actually be.
How far in terms of the court battles are you at this stage? Are you winning the fight, or is it still a lengthy process?
Yeah, we can definitely probably say that we are winning the fight. We just came out the Constitutional Court with the Shell case as well, where Shell has now have to cover the cost and have to do it correctly and responsibly and start the whole process over again, because we have highlighted the voices and the livelihoods of communities, as well as environmental and climate impact that is in the process of being harmed as well. And then we are currently also just having a court case with on the other side of the coast, in the West Coast, there's Total Energies, where we also have a block 567 court case with them. And now currently that court case is going to a stage of appeal, where the government and Total Energies shall as well want to now appeal the process to continue this oil and gas exploration after the court has already decided that they have violated environmental rights and also social and impact, and not speaking to affected communities as well, according to the National Environmental Management Act, which is our guide for us to hold these companies responsible.
Right. So where do we find more information? And of course, this video call spoiled.
Yes, you can gladly start off on YouTube to just search for the spoiled movie, and it will the link will be there for you to watch this movie. And we gladly also go around to different communities, coastal communities especially, not just coastal, not limited to coastal communities, and show it and do various screenings about this movie that tells a South African story, that tell our cultural story. But people for general information about oceans and ocean protection, and also the livelihood of people, people can connect with us on www.thegreenconnection.org.za, and there's various pages of all the activities, and also what is happening at your doorstep. If you are staying in Kenton-on-Sea, you can check which is your latest updates there. If you are staying on the Saldanha Bay area, you can check what is your latest applications there. And that is how we have analyzed this blog for people to have more information on what is happening on their doorstep.
Neville van Rooy, thank you so much for joining us representing the Green Connection. We have your details on the Algoa Cares page as we're speaking. Thank you so much for the update and sharing your concerns with the rest of Algoa country. It's heartily appreciated.
Thank you very much. Wonderful chatting to you.
Take care. Algoa Cares was brought to you by SPA. Caring isn't just what SPA does, it's who they are.
At SPA, we don't just serve food. We serve people.
Okay, so my name is Daniela Bester. I'm from Heather Park Super Spa in George, as well as Beacon Isle Quick Spa in Plett. So we love reaching out into our community and doing our community outreach programs. We're big supporters of Oats for Dogs in Need. They bring in strays and they look after them, so we supply a lot of food to them. And I also love going and walking the dogs and just being with the animals. So what makes our stores great is the fact that Duncan Brown owns the stores, and he's the most wonderful person. He's very involved in his community, and just the way he treats his employees and just his presence and his energy in our lives is what's super.
SPA, your community, your store, your first choice.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.